Andy Murray is a huge fan of Flo Rida. He's also at the first round of the Australian Open. It's going to be live from 11 a.m. today on 1377 SEN Plus. And of course, if you've got the app, there's a nice tile there that you can click on. It is all there for you right across the weekend. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, boys. Did Flo Rida win the 1927 Melbourne Cup?
You were there. How was it?
Oh, thank you. I got the 20-1. So it was a good day for all.
And we've been following along early doors. Obviously, a few groups that are out. Still a lot to come. Wade Ormsby lighting it up early on.
He's been in good form, you know, for a long time. This bloke. He's one of those anonymous players who just sort of plows his trade over in Europe and Asia, and picks up a tournament every couple of years and keeps his card and makes a lot of money without too many people knowing about it. So he would be one of the, went through the field last night, he'd be one of the 15 or 20 players that I reckon could turn up today with a realistic chance of believing that they could win this thing.
We spoke to Cam Percy yesterday, Radar, and he was speaking about the conditions, but just the smog cover with the fires around, how is it today?
It's a bit better this morning, Del. There's enough breeze around this morning to keep it, but we got to the course about 10:30 yesterday. It was dead still, and walked out on the course. I actually followed Perth for about 9 holes in his pro-am yesterday. I don't want to sound too dramatic about this, but some people were saying that if you spend 6 hours or a day outside in this smog, it's equivalent to smoking 4 packets of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
That's the smog inhalation. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm carrying on here, but I reckon an hour and a half into just walking around the course, you notice your eyes start to stinging. Mm. And I spoke to a couple of players who wear contacts, and they were saying, it was a real problem for them yesterday, that it was quite an issue for their eyes. So, look, it's not as bad this morning, but they're expecting it to come in again today on this breeze. It's all coming out of the Blue Mountains, out of the Katoomba fires. So it's definitely going to be an issue.
And your role today, you're going to be following around the feature group, Scott Garcia and Casey, teeing off at 10 to 12.
Yeah, there's a couple this afternoon that we're keen to have a look at. So we're going to have three, you'll be able to hear it all on SEN Plus. We're going to have three on-course groups being followed the whole time between, you know, this morning, we're starting at 11, all the way through to the close of play on Sunday. And we'll all be, there's a whole bunch of us, just golf nerds who are all part of it here at SEN and Golf Australia, sort of co-production. And we're going to be sort of either in the van or out on the course and bringing you up to date with everything you need to know. So if you're keen to listen to a bit of golf on the radio, you're going to hear it on SEN Plus up until Saturday, and then a bit on SEN across the weekend, which we're absolutely stoked about.
Yeah, we all are. We're really looking forward to it. Quickly, Andy, it's a good field, a really, really good field assembled. Have you got a prediction for us?
If I had to tip one, and it's always hard to do in a golf tournament, but I'd tip Louis Oosthuizen. I reckon he's the most rock solid. I think he'll be up for this. I reckon he's, you know, decided to come over. He's obviously got a great relationship with Ernie and wants to do everything he possibly can to fly the flag, not only for the President's Cup, the international team, but for the South African. So I reckon he's on a bit of a mission, Louis. So I wouldn't mind betting that wherever we are on Sunday afternoon, I wouldn't be too surprised if he was in the mix.
Right across the weekend, but the first round in particular today of the Australian Open, it's going to be live from 11 a.m. on 1377 SEN Plus. Andy, have a great weekend. I know how much you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, lad. Thanks.
Andy Marr joining us.